Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a good day in the Lord today. I hope you've seen the Lord touch your life today and everything. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us. Let's ask Him to stir our hearts for today's podcast. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listens to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, I pray, Lord, you stir their heart today for today's podcast, Father God. Pray, Lord, you stir their hearts so they can take this podcast, apply it to life, and grow in their relationship with you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've blessed us with, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today on our podcast, we're going to do a Bible study. We're going to take the book of Job, and we're going to study the book of Job together. Today, we're going to be in Job chapter 1. In Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 22, we're going to get an understanding who Job was, what happened to Job, and how Job started to reacting to these things here. So what we're going to do is we're going to journey through the book of Job. So we're going to be in Job chapter 1. If you got your Bibles on your phone or your book are there, if you go to Job chapter 1, that's where we're going to be. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. So I want you to know that if my wording is a little bit different than yours, I'm reading from the New King James Version. So let's read. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and this man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil, and had 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. And his sons would go and feast in their households, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of the feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Okay. Let's give you a little background. What's going on here? Let's talk about what's going on. So we're in Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Here we are. We're getting to see who Job is, okay? First of all, we know Job was a man that lived for God, okay? First of all, Job was a man that was blameless and upright. He feared God and he shunned evil. He was a man that loved God. He was dedicated to God. And anything that was a presence of evil to him, he would shun it and throw it away. He didn't want no presence of evil in his life. If it seemed evil to him, he would just walk away from it, like the old saying goes. Because then the Bible says, when temptation comes upon you, you can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, because he can't cross that bloodline. That blood of Jesus, he can't cross that line. So we know that. We know that Job was a man that lived for God, okay? Now, in the New King James Version, it says blameless. In the King James Version, it says perfect. So he lived a life that was blameless before the people. He lived his life before people. He was upright, doing God's will in his life. So when you see upright there, you're seeing that Job was doing God's will. He obeyed God, and he loved God with all of his heart. He lived for God and lived it before the people, too. Okay, now we know that God has blessed Job too, because it said here of all the wealth that he had, God has really blessed Job in his life and everything. And we can see the blessings of God upon Job's life. And that comes from the dedication that Job had. He knew who God was in his life. He knew who God was, and he's now experiencing God's blessings in his life. But we know, too, Job had kids, okay? Had some sons and daughters. He was a family man. He loved his kids and wife and everything. But with his kids, what he would do is when he said on their appointed day, that means on their birthdays, he would go and sacrifice animals on their day for the sins they might have they have committed before the Lord. See, that is Old Testament way of asking for forgiveness sins of the animal sacrifice. We live in the New Testament where Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins, so we don't have to practice that because Jesus was our Lamb, hallelujah, precious Lamb of God, that died for us, that died on Calvary for us and everything. And so that was our sacrifice. sacrifice that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But Job really loved his family, and he would go and bless them on his on their birthdays and everything, and he did that regularly the way he says. So now we know who Job is. We know what kind of man he is, okay? He's a man that loved God, feared God, and he shunned evil. If it was evil appearance, he threw it away. He didn't want no part of it. He'd walk away from it. He didn't want none of that in his life, because he didn't want anything to hurt his relationship with God. Okay? Whatever temptations that come your way, you can rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Okay? Because we don't want anything in our personal selves to interfere with our relationship with God, do we? No, we don't. We don't want anything to hurt our relationship with God in our lives. Because if we can look at Job and look at that characteristic of him, that Christian characteristic, and apply that to our life, is that we can live a life of blameless. We can live a life and live in God's will. And when evil comes our way, we can shun it and not have it come in our lives and not have nothing to affect our relationship with God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get into the next two parts here, and we're going to really talk about what is going to happen to Job and what he's going to face. Now let's look at chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. And I'm going to read these, but the next part I'm just going to tell you everything that happened, and I'll talk about it with you and everything. Now you're starting to see the devil, okay? Satan is on the scene now. The Satan and God is having a conversation. And I'll read this to you, and we'll talk about it a little bit. I'll give you a little bit of background who the devil is and what is his job to do and how he wants to destroy us, okay? Let's talk about this. Now there was a day when the sons of God come to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also come among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? Have you blessed the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land? But now stretch out your hand and touch it, that he has and will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to him, "Behold, all that he has in your power. Only do not lay a hand on this person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. As you look right here, you're starting to see how the devil and God had conversation. Okay? God knew his man. Okay? I want you to remember that. God knew his man, Job. Okay? He knew Job, how faithful he was, how dedicated he was. So he knew who Job was. He said, "Where you been?" He asked the devil, "Where you been?" And he says, "I've been to and fro on the earth." And what that means is the devil's loose on earth, okay? I want you to remember that, okay? He's loose on earth. He cannot go but just where the Lord allows him to go, where God allows him to go and everything, okay? But let's give a little background about who he is, okay? We don't talk about him much in certain ways. If God was to tell you about who the devil is, what would you think you would say? I think you'd say this. The devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy our lives, okay? He's out to come and bring you down. Wants you to stay in the same sin that you in and want to bring you down and destroy everything you've got and not have a relationship with God. He wants to make sure that your life is just in the mully grubs, down in the dumps and everything. But when temptation comes upon you, when temptation comes, he would love for you to fall back for what God has delivered you from, what God has sanctified you from, hallelujah, where God has brought you from, hallelujah. He would love for you to get back there. Yes, he would. So we got to know that the devil has come to kill and to steal and destroy our lives. We have to know that. Now, I want you to understand that too as we talk about this. If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, this is where it all started. Sin started when Satan was in the form of a snake, okay? And he tricked Eve to eat the apple, okay? So if we look right there, and she fell into that temptation, so did Adam, her husband, too. So right then and there is where all of this has started and everything. So I want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to think about, you know, this is how sin started in the earth. Think about that for a minute. So as I give you a little background, who is Satan and what is his job to do? But I want to tell you, there's hope in Jesus Christ, the one that came and died on a cross for our sins. Hallelujah. And when temptation comes upon us, we can rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Satan can't cross that bloodline. No, he can't. It's by that power, not blood. Hallelujah. That washed you water in the snow. Washed that sin away from you. Hallelujah. Boy, there's hope. Oh, hallelujah. There's hope in God today. Hallelujah. There's a new life in Christ. Hallelujah. All we have to do is accept him as our Lord and Savior today. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated and he knows it. He knows it, hallelujah, by Jesus dying on the cross for our sins and rising on that third day as we get ready to go into the Easter season now and the Resurrection Sunday and another week and everything. But I also want you to know here too that they had this conversation and God knew his guy. Like I said, God knew his boy. He knew who Job was and how dedicated he was. He said, "Won't you consider my servant Job?" And the devil said, "Well, he knows your blessings. He's blessed you. Don't you? He knows who you are, God. He's very dedicated to you type of deal." He said, "Don't you even have a hedge of protection around him and his family and everything?" And so what happened was God said, "Consider my servant Job." He says, "You can do what, you know, type of deal. Like you can attack him and everything, but you can't destroy his soul. You can destroy his physical, but you can't destroy his soul," which means he can't kill him. You see what I'm saying? And everything like that. So he said, "But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all this is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on this person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. All right, now you get into verses 13 through 22. In this part right here, okay, we'll read it. I'll read it. I wouldn't go into it, but let's read it together. "Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, 'The ox were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabines read them and took them away. Indeed, that they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was still speaking, another came and said, 'The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was still speaking, another also came and said, 'The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was still speaking, another one also came and said, 'Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they were all dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' Then Job arose, tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshiped." Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to read the last part, because right now you're starting to see how he's reacting. What you're seeing now is Satan is starting to attack everything he had. Everything that Job knew in his life now is all gone, okay? All of his livestock is gone. His land is getting burned up. All of his people's getting killed and everything. All of his wealth is getting attacked. But you know what else got attacked? His children died too. He loved his children. He loved his sons and daughters. He did everything in the world for them. He was a family man. But right here, he lost them. They died. Can you imagine what he's feeling and thinking right now? Can you imagine, like, what he's saying? What is going on? His world has turned upside down now. Everything that he knew now is gone. But how would he react to this? If we think of our personal selves, how would we react to this kind of a situation if this happened to us? So I want to tell you how he reacted. I want to read to you how he reacted. And I want you to think that his mindset is a dedicated mindset to God. Let's look and see how he reacted to everything. "Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshiped. And he said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thee. The Lord giveth, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.' And in all this, Job did not did not sin nor charge God with wrong. As you look right there, how did he react? Wow. He lost everything. He lost his kids. His world's been turned upside down. Everything he knew was gone. And he worshiped God. He said, naked I come, naked I will go. The Lord has giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He knew that God give all that to him, and now the Lord's taken away. That's how he reacted. Gosh, I mean, you know, you lost your kids. You lost everything that you knew. Your whole livelihood is gone. Wow. And he reacted this way because it showed his integrity. It showed his dedication to God. It showed who he was in God. And he knew God would be right by his side. He knew God would not leave him or forsake him. That's why Job reacted the way he did, because he knew who God is. He knew who God was in his life. And like I said, his world got turned upside down now, but he still did not sin. He still stayed focused on God. He still stayed focused on God in his life, and he worshiped God. And he said, naked I come, naked I go. You giveth and you taketh away, Lord. He knew who God was in his life, and that's the way he reacted. That's something, ain't it? If we think about in our personal lives today, how would we react if we've lost it all? Everything we knew is gone and our world's turned upside down. How would we react? We would need to go back and rethink about Job and have this same mindset as Job did and say, Father God, I'm here for you. Father God, I know you're here for me. Whatever tribulation, whatever I'm going through, Lord, I know you're going to be right by my side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today in our podcast, in Job chapter 1, we got to know who Job is, what kind of person he is, and now we're getting to see Job getting attacked with the physical part of his, with the land and his kids gone. He lost everything now with his family and his wealth and everything now is gone in chapter 1. And we see who he is and who Satan is and how he attacked him first. He went that way to attack him first. And Job still stayed dedicated to God. He still stayed focused on God. He worshiped him. Even though he lost it all, he still worshiped him. Wow, what a testimony to God. He knew God was going to be right by his side. Now, if we could put in the application of today's podcast, how can we apply this to our life? Is to be dedicated like Job. I would say that. I would say this. Be like Job. Seek God every day. Pray God and seek God and pray and worship him daily and know who he is in our lives. Hallelujah. Knowing who he is in our lives. In our next podcast, we're going to do an Easter special. Then we'll come back in 2 weeks and then we're going to do Job chapter 2. And we're going to talk about in Job chapter 2 how the other people started reacting to what has happened to him. And you'll see another attack from Satan on his life too. And you'll start to see how other people was reacting and everything. And still, how he stayed concentrated to God. And we'll talk more about his integrity in that podcast and everything like that. So I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. I hope you'll enjoy our study on the book of Job, that we will do this together in this 2020 year. Let's pray right now. As we close out, let's pray. Whatever needs you have, let's give it to God today. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listened to this podcast right now, I just pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now. Whatever need they have, touch them right now for your glory, Father. Lord, just touch them right now, Lord. Lord, help us to be more like Job in our life. Help us to take this biblical example, Lord, and apply it to our life and grow in our relationship with you, Father. Lord, we thank you for what you blessed us with. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord, because you're touching our prayer requests as we speak. You are doing the work. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. If you enjoyed our podcast, love to hear from you. Leave a comment there. If you like the podcast, share it. I encourage you to share it on your social media through Facebook or Instagram or ever what your social media is. Share this podcast for people that might like that you not like to hear it and your friends and everything. And I really appreciate it and everything. So if you're listening, you're listening by Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. We're on all 10 major outlet brands of the podcast and everything. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. I hope it was a blessing. Have a blessed day.